A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Comfort, give comfort to my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her service is at an end. Her guilt is expiated. Indeed, she has received from the hand of the Lord double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the desert prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God. Every valley shall be filled in. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. The rugged land shall be made a plain. The rough country, a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Go up onto a high mountain, Zion, herald of glad tidings. Cry out at the top of your voice, Jerusalem, herald of good news. Fear not to cry out and say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Here comes with power the Lord God, who rules by his strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arms, he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care. The Word of the Lord. Today's reading from Isaiah begins the section that biblical scholars call Deutero-Isaiah. The entire book of Isaiah was written over at least two periods, and many biblical scholars would argue three periods, and by up to three different prophets, and all under the mantle of Isaiah. And this was a perfectly acceptable, legitimate, and common literary device. Now, this particular section was written shortly before the return of the Israelites from the Babylonian exile. And the reading speaks of hope that the time of service, and now the Hebrew could be translated warfare, that that time is ended. And yet the Israelites would still remain in exile. God gives the command to speak tenderly, or to the heart of Jerusalem. Now the heart was considered the place of thought, not the place of emotions. And to speak to the heart meant to convince Jerusalem. But convince her of what? Convince her of hope, that better times are coming. In fact, Jerusalem is then told to herald this good news to the other vanquished cities that surround Jerusalem. Heads up, here comes God. Fear not to cry out and say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Here comes with power the Lord God. Fear not to cry out. Can we proclaim that God is giving us the same command? To be a herald of glad tidings? To proclaim to those needing hope that not only is God coming, God is indeed already in our midst. So Advent is a season with a threefold purpose. And at the beginning of Advent, we look forward to the end times, when Christ will come again and that the fullness of his reign will be established. And towards the end of Advent, we remember the wonderful miracle of the incarnation, when Christ loved us so much as to become one of us. And through the entire season, we do this knowing that Christ is still in our midst. And so we ponder the mystery of Christ who was, who is, and who is to come during this holy season of Advent. And so we live, it seems, a little bit in a time warp. The prophecy of Isaiah announces the future as if it's already happening, and yet it hadn't. This sense of future being present it prompts new ways of living. And too often, I think we live in the past, and sometimes our remembrance of the past can really undermine our way of living. And the season of Advent suggests that the key to a renewed way of life is activating the vibrancy of our imaginations. To live the future in the present, we have to live in the imagination of things yet to be. And as people of hope, we're called to live just as those to whom Isaiah prophesied, as if the promise has been fulfilled. And by doing so, the promise will be fulfilled. And yet, we still live in this exile of sinfulness, in a world that desperately needs a voice crying out in the desert. And so we are each called, like Isaiah and John the Baptist, to be that voice in the desert, that oasis of hope, preparing the way of the Lord to help usher in the fullness of the kingdom of God and to encourage others to live in that same hope. Who will be that voice? If not you and I, then who?